It's award season. And the nominations are in. So which river will win Pennsylvania's 2024 River of the Year? It's up to you. Three nominated rivers were chosen as finalists in the annual competition by the state's Department of Conservation and Natural Resources and the Pennsylvania Organization for Watersheds and Rivers. The group that nominated the winning river receives a $10,000 grant for celebration activities on or along the waterway. And you, the public, get to vote online. So first up in the running for the coveted River of the Year.
This river is really unique in that it, you know, goes through a variety of different types of landscapes, agriculture, forested landscape, down and flows into our urban center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
That's the Allegheny River. Heather Holton Van Tassel is the executive director of Three Rivers Waterkeeper, and she's stumping for the river that flows from New York and northwestern Pennsylvania until it meets the Ohio River. She says herons dip into the water, deer swim to the small islands between its banks, and though an engineered lock and dam system keeps the water deep enough for barges to navigate, Holton Van Tassel says they've noticed a comeback of the natural floodplain where some tributaries meet the Allegheny.
We're seeing like these emerging little ecosystems starting to happen where we have that, you know, ephemeral change of like it floods, it dries up. And while they're on small scale compared to what they used to be, they are starting to emerge again. And that's really exciting. So knowing that, you know, nature persists and it finds a way.
A persistent challenge for the Allegheny River, though, is the region's combined sewer overflow systems, where stormwater flushes sewage right into it.
Even though we have federal laws that say that shouldn't have overflow of untreated water going directly into our waterways, but we do.
Billions of dollars are being used to reduce the amount of untreated sewage and stormwater going into the river, thanks to EPA consent agreements. Plans include adding tunnels and using green infrastructure to divert or soak up stormwater. Pollution has also been a longtime problem for our second nominee, the Youghiogheny River, where industries historically lined its banks. Environmental advocates have been cleaning up the legacy acid mine drainage, or AMD, from coal mining for decades.
There's been so many great efforts to clean up those areas. We're now seeing other pollution that are coming forth as problems because they're not hidden or blanketed by the AMD issues, especially bacteria.
Eric Harder works for Mountain Watershed Association as the Youghiogheny Riverkeeper.
If you've never heard of the Youghiogheny River, we call it the crown jewel of Pennsylvania.
It makes its way from West Virginia and Maryland, where there's world-class whitewater rafting, through western Pennsylvania. That's where you'll find the iconic Ohio Pile State Park, until it empties into the Monongahela River south of Pittsburgh.
For me, the special parts are not only what recreation opportunities are here, what you can do outside, but some of the other cultural connections that you can make with our area and the history that it's had.
There's the industrial heritage, he says, but also Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water is in the watershed, and you can explore history, geology, and native plants. And the third river? They're just happy to be nominated.
This is a small river in comparison to the Youghiogheny and the Allegheny, and we're so excited to have positive press around it, whether or not we win.
But Ryan Jennings, president and CEO of the Wayne County Community Foundation, hopes people will consider the underdog in the northeastern part of the state, the Lackawaxen, a tributary of the Delaware River that's just 31 miles long. She says the Lackawaxen is a pristine river that's mostly been ignored.
It's kind of an untouched resource, an untapped resource in our community.
But her group administers funds for Lackawaxen River Trails, a grassroots volunteer organization that's been working for 7 years on better access to the Lackawaxen.
We wanted to have more trails and access to be able to launch kayaks or tubes or canoes into the river.
One of the challenges in creating water and land access in the mountainous topography is that it takes a lot of time.
You're dealing with land ownership, you're dealing with municipalities and county government. So that takes a lot of collaboration, relationship building, building of trust, which just takes time.
Jennings says while industrial pollution isn't an issue on the Lackawaxen, sometimes trash and litter are, and they've worked with local partners on cleanups. You can vote online for your favorite nominee for 2024 River of the Year until 5 p.m. on January 19th. There's a link at our website, alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.